Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweniker.
Christmas in Neverland. Wendy sighed as she looked around the Lost Boys hideout. Neverland is wonderful, she said, but it's almost Christmas back home. I do wish we weren't missing it. Christmas, Peter asked. What's a Christmas? Why, Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Wendy said. There's always a beautiful tree and it's covered with lights. And lots of presents, Michael chimed in. Don't forget about the Christmas crackers, John added. They make such a wonderful kaboom when they explode. But most important, Christmas is the time to show how much you care for people around you, Wendy finished. Hearing Wendy talk about Christmas gave Peter an idea. You know, he said, a bunch of shells washed up on the other side of Mermaid Lagoon. If you hurry, you can get some before the waves take them all back out to sea. Goodness, Wendy exclaimed. If I leave right now, I can be back before dark. As soon as Wendy was gone, Peter gathered the Lost Boys around him. We're going to surprise Wendy, he announced. We'll have Christmas right here in Neverland. But how? John asked. Peter grinned. Just follow me. Peter and the Lost Boys hurried to the village where their friend Tiger Lily lived. We need presents for Christmas, Peter told the princess, and an extra special gift for Wendy. Do you have any ideas? I think I know just the thing, Tiger Lily replied. While Tiger Lily helped Peter make a beautiful beaded necklace for Wendy, her father taught the Lost Boys how to make arrowheads, and everyone had a great time making their gifts. Peter and the Lost Boys thanked Tiger Lily and her father. Then they rushed off to keep preparing their Christmas surprise. The boys took the gifts back to their hideout. Then they set off on a raid of the Jolly Roger. Peter, why are you here? John asked as they hid in the pirate ship's sails. Surely these savage buccaneers know nothing about Christmas. That's true, but they know an awful lot about how to make things explode, Peter said. I'm going to swipe some powder from their cannons to make our Christmas crackers. Captain Hook was so busy watching for the crocodile that he didn't notice Peter duck into the Jolly Roger's storeroom. Moments later, Peter burst onto the deck carrying a bulging bag of powder. He tossed a handful right into Captain Hook's face, making the pirate sneeze. Thanks for the powder, you codfish, Peter shouted. I'll get you for this, Pan, Captain Hook yelled as the boys raced away laughing. Next, Peter and the Lost Boys scouted the forest for the perfect Christmas tree, but when they got the tree back to their hideout, Peter frowned. This tree doesn't look so special, he said. This is just because we don't have any decorations on it, John said. The Lost Boys went to work. Soon, every branch on the tree was decorated with buttons and acorns and arrowheads and seashells and long strings of flowers. In no time, the Lost Boys transformed the hideout. Beneath the festive tree stood piles of presents and stacks of homemade Christmas crackers, but something was still missing. The lights, Peter exclaimed. Where are the lights? Well, we may have to do without them, John began, but before he could finish, a grin flashed across Peter's face. I'll find a way to make our tree light up, he shouted, or my name isn't Peter Pan. Tinkerbell started jingling, but Peter interrupted her. No time for chit-chat, Tink, he said. We gotta go. Peter Pan and Tinkerbell flew through the sky, racing into the setting sun all the way to the Mermaid Lagoon. The mermaids waved at them from the glittering water. Peter, they cried. Come tell us one of your stories. But Peter didn't have time for stories. Wendy would be home soon, and the Christmas tree still needed lights. The mermaids shook their heads. I don't think we can help with that, one said to Peter. Why not? Peter asked. I've seen the way Mermaid Lagoon lights up at night. If you let me borrow your lights, I'll bring them back tomorrow. Well, Mermaid Lagoon lights up because our fish glow in the dark, another mermaid exclaimed. The fish won't glow if they're out of the water. By the time Peter and Tinkerbell got home, twilight had fallen. There's got to be some way to light that tree, Peter said. Tink put her hands on her hips and jingled at him, but Peter wasn't listening. Not now, Tink. I'm trying to think, he said. Tinkerbell stormed into her tavern, sending flashes of light around the clearing. And that gave Peter a new idea. He hollered for the Lost Boys. Fireflies, Peter announced. We'll use fireflies to light our Christmas tree. The Lost Boys leapt into the air, catching fireflies in their hats. When they took the fireflies over to the Christmas tree, the bugs just flew away. Peter sat down on an old stump. It's no use, he said. Christmas is ruined. Not now. It's still a very nice tree, John said, even if it's getting too dark to see it properly. Tinkerbell peeked out of the lantern. Maybe now Peter would listen to her. She marched right up to him and started jingling and jangling as loud as she could. Peter Pan's eyes grew wide. You mean you can make the tree light up? He exclaimed. Why didn't you say so before? Moments later, Wendy returned to an unusually dark hideout. Hello, she called. Where is everyone? And suddenly, a lovely glow filled the room as the Christmas tree began to sparkle with pixie dust. Wendy gasped as Peter Pan and the Lost Boys burst out of their hiding places. Merry Christmas, Wendy! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! And they all cheered. Wendy beamed and gathered the Lost Boys all around her. Christmas had come to Neverland after all. The end.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.